In the U.S., a judge has dismissed a lawsuit that seeks information about the reported use of drones to kill terror suspects. District Judge Rosemary Collier says records about the use of drones could be withheld under the rubric of intelligence sources and methods. The head of Libya's National Transitional Council has warned that his country will not be liberated until fugitive ruler Muammar Gaddafi is finally defeated. Mustafa Abdel Jalil made the comment in the Libyan capital, Tripoli, where he arrived for the first time since the revolution started. Guinea-Bissau's Prime Minister Carlos Gomez Jr. says fugitive Libyan ruler Muammar Gaddafi will be welcomed in his country. He added that Gaddafi will be received, quote, with open arms and that his security will be ensured. Gomez Jr. also criticized NATO's airstrikes in Libya, saying the West is seeking oil. Israel says its ambassador will not return to Cairo as long as the city remains unsafe for Israelis. This after protesters stormed the Israeli embassy building, forcing its ambassador to flee to Tel Aviv. Protesters also tossed out hundreds of documents and brought down the Israeli flag. In Greece, riot police have fired tear gas at protesters opposing the government's harsh austerity measures in the northern port of Thessaloniki. The clashes broke out as protesters knocked down metal barricades guarding the area. Prime Minister George Papandreou was to hold an annual speech on the country's economic crisis. Over 100,000 people in the Russian city of Yaroslavl have paid their last respects to the victims of a plane crash in the area. Memorial services have been held in Belarus, Ukraine, Latvia, and the Czech Republic. 36 hockey players died when a jet crashed near Yaroslavl earlier this week. Monsoon rains have left at least 9 people dead in the southern Pakistani port city of Karachi. Hospital sources say the victims were electrocuted in rain-related incidents. A relief official says the downpour in the south has left 136 people dead. The regional showers began last month. A ferry has capsized off Tanzania, killing more than 200 people. Dozens of others are still missing. Officials say around 600 people were on the ferry at the time of the incident in Zanzibar. Ferries have a poor safety record in Tanzania.